This was Oak Tree from Desert Noises. Before the song, you heard La Visa Prague reflects on the protection of the sea turtle in Central America and all that seems to be difficult in a country with high level of poverty. With us in the studio, we have Carolina Ekström, President of Animals Rights Sweden in Lund. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So my first question today is, can we secure animals' rights if we can't even secure humans' rights? Should we not focus on human suppression first?
Well, in my view, the two are intimately interconnected. When talking about oppression, it's important to have in mind that even though every victim's experience is unique, the thinking is the same. The ideology that is used to justify the oppression is the same. So it's the idea that one group is better than another and therefore should have be privileged on at the expense of the others. So and animal oppression has throughout the history been used as a model for human oppression. So personally, I think that you can't get rid of one without questioning the other. Jürgen Sret's view on the matter is that empathy is like a muscle that can grow with exercise. So, and studies have shown that animal rights activists very often are engaged in human rights movements as well.
Okay. And but would you say that there's a global animals rights movement right now, and is it on the rise, or how does it look?
Well, I would say that yes, but more in the sense that public awareness of vegan food and animal situation has risen. More and more people are changing their diets, their lifestyles, and their ways of thinking. The animal rights movement has always been there, but of course, an increased public awareness also inspires those already in the movement. So I would say the vegan movement is flourishing in many places all over the world.
And since Animals Rights Sweden was founded in 1882, how would you say that the animals' rights activism has changed?
Well, when Jürgen Sret was founded, it was actually called Nordiska Samfundet till bekämpande av det vetenskapliga djurplågeriet, which means something like the Nordic Academy for Fighting the Scientific Animal Cruelty. So they were focusing on ending animal testing. It was first during the 90s that Jürgen Sret started working more with other issues like animal agriculture and animal oppression in general. I mean, there's always been people who advocate a vegan or vegetarian lifestyle. But like I said, nowadays with the increased public awareness, there are a lot more opportunities for activists and advocates to talk to the public about the advantages of a vegan lifestyle.
And on the same line, who is engaged in animals' rights? Is there any group, profession, ages that is extra represented?
Well, I would say that the animal rights movement includes everybody. Nowadays, it feels like there are people from all over the society. I'm not sure, actually. Sometimes, in certain groups, I guess there could be an over-representation of women or people with a certain background. But overall, there are people from all over.
Okay. And what type of resistance do you at Animals Rights Sweden face in your work? And from who?
Well, in our culture, being vegan and advocating animal rights is to go against the norm. And going against the norm is always going to be considered somewhat controversial. So, of course, there is resistance, but mostly in the form of prejudice and lack of knowledge, I would say. So it is a problem that can be solved. I've found that what works best is to actually talk to people and listen to them and start from there. Most of the time you'll find that you recognize yourself. I mean, most of us weren't raised vegan, so we've been there.
Okay, thank you very much. We will be back after the break. Thank you.
Like forgetting the words to your favorite song, you can't believe it. You were always singing along.
quick animal facts. Did you know Dryuma, one of Russia's space monkeys, had a meeting with Fidel Castro when he came home after spending 2 weeks in orbit?
You are listening to Radio UPF, air on radioaf.ca, your student radio. We are talking to Carolina Ekström, president of Animals Rights and Loon. Before the break, we have talked about the type of resistance that Animals Rights Sweden can face sometime at work. But I want to know, on your website, you write that you want to see a society free of oppression of animals. How would that society look like?
Well, simply put, a society free from oppression of animals would be a society where every individual, regardless of species, had a right to live and exist for his or her own sake. That's about it.
And regarding that, is there any country or culture that you see as a model of success or that inspire you and that has managed to achieve such a model?
Well, as far as I know, not entirely. I did hear about a city in India that recently became the first vegetarian city in the world. They have banned the sales of meat and eggs, and they have outlawed animal slaughter within the limits of the city. But I don't know that much about it, actually.
So it would be a society that is mainly vegan, vegetarian,
yeah,
for you?
Yeah, well, since being eaten isn't in the animal's own interests. So, yeah, that will be it.
Earlier in the show, we have been talking about the whaling and the Faroe Islands, for example. What are your thoughts on practices like that and that are so deeply embedded in ancient local culture? How should we be treated?
Well, if you think about it, animal oppression is deeply embedded in almost every culture in our world today in some ways. In my opinion, though, justifying a cruel practice because of its longevity is never okay, and it's not something we usually do when it comes to other things like misogyny or war. I think regardless of where you live or where you come from, it's important to expand the circle of compassion and empathy to include everybody.
Okay. And we also talked about PETA, about the controversial methods such as violence. What are your thoughts on the more controversial methods used by some activists?
Well, during that, we don't do any of that. We only have legal methods.
And what do you think of activists that do it?
Well, it has to stand for them. I mean, you can't decide what anybody else should do. So, but we think legal methods are the best.
Okay. And earlier in the show, we talked about vegetarianism and vegetarian and vegan diet that is really in fashion right now. Do you think it's about to increase awareness of animals in the environment, or is it a question of image or just a trend?
Well, I think it always is a little bit of both with these things, but that doesn't have to be a bad thing. There is certainly an increased awareness of animals and of health and the environment as well. And I believe that if you stop consuming animal products, you will in many cases gain more knowledge and awareness along the way and feel more secure in your choice. So, yeah, it's a little bit of both, but I think the development is positive.
Okay. And thank you very much. It was a pleasure to have you in the studio.